This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to our podcast about the VCE vocational major in collaboration with the Department of Education and Joy Media, a four-part series where we take a deep dive into the new vocational major offerings for VCE students and how it can help students follow their passions. I'm your host, Mieta Hyland-Johns. Before we begin, let's give a broad explanation of what exactly the VCE vocational major is. The VCE vocational major, also called the VCEVM, was introduced in 2023 and is a two-year vocational and applied learning program that sits within the VCE. It has a focus on providing practical learning experiences in one or more industries and allows students to finish school with an employability edge. To help me break it all down and to get a better understanding, today I am joined by Anna Fee from the Department of Education to help us discuss the VCE vocational major in more detail. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, Mieta. Thanks so much for having me. It's great
Thank
to be here.
Thank you so much for joining me. I wanted to ask you, can you describe the VCEVM in your own words and what it provides for students?
Yeah, for sure. So the VCE vocational major, or the VM, is a combination of specific VCE studies plus a vocational educational training study, a VET study, that if you as a student do all of those together, it's recognised within the VCE as a vocational major and you get an appellation onto your certificate. So you get a VCE certificate with a vocational major appellation, which means an extra recognition that you've done this particular combination of studies. Like you've sort of touched on, it's really designed to allow students to focus on what their post-school interests are during their VCE. Mm. So they can develop the skills and the capabilities that students will need to succeed in their next steps while they're still at school. And I think it's really worth noting that the vocational major has a real vocational aspect, and it also has an applied learning aspect. So the vocational part of the VCE vocational major, that part of the program really is designed to prepare young people for their work that they'll go into after school,
yes,
or for their future study, to really get them ready for those careers. And then there's the applied learning part. So all the studies in the VM are specifically designed to be delivered in an applied way, so that there's a really clear link between what you learn at school and how you might use that learning in the real world. So the VCE vocational major is a great program for a real range of students. It provides a lot of ability to link what you're doing in year 12 and year 11 to what you're going to do straight after school.
Sounds like you're really getting the best of both worlds. I mean, what a amazing opportunity. What areas can you focus on in the VCE VM?
So the vocational major really lets you focus on the area of preparing for what you're going to do after school. And that can be really different depending on what your next step is. So the studies within the VCEVM are really designed so your teachers can tailor them to your interests and your needs, so you can focus on areas and topics that keep you engaged and that you want to investigate.
Wonderful.
Or that are relevant to your steps after school. You also study a VET subject when you're doing the VCEVM, and that can relate to what you want to study next, or even if you want to go straight into work, it can relate to that. So, for example, you could do a VET Certificate 2 in Creative Industries if you want to study screen and media at TAFE, or you could do a VET Cert 2 in Plumbing if you want to go into an apprenticeship straight after school, or you could just study a VET subject that's related to an interest you have, like a Certificate 2 in Music if music's your passion. And you can also do a bunch of structured workplace learning throughout your time at school to really get that industry experience and get a feel for what the workplace is going to be like once you finish with school.
That's great stuff. My sister's actually doing it at the moment. She's only in year 10,
great.
But she's doing her VCE VET, and she's doing her TAFE, and she's doing hairdressing.
Oh, so fun.
And she's been cutting her own hair since she was three, and all of her friends, and
so
we're
an
just
expert.
So happy
that she's finally doing it professionally.
Oh, and they get to do it on the professional models and have the hair washes and all of that stuff.
Yeah,
so
and
cool.
We're getting some free hairdressing sessions. It's been excellent.
Fantastic.
The VCE VM has four core subjects. What What can you tell us about each subject?
Yeah, so if you do the VCE vocational major, you do have to do some units of each of these four studies, and they are literacy, numeracy, personal development skills, and work-related skills. So I'll tell you about each of them a little bit. In literacy, it's all about developing your literacy skills in a way that are going to be useful for your next step. So it's a real focus on communication, being able to analyze and understand a whole bunch of different kinds of texts, understanding and making arguments and engaging in debate, and then reading and understanding and creating your own different texts. And the beauty of literacy is that your teacher can select the kind of texts and topics that are going to be related to your real life. So they might be workplace texts, texts that your class is just interested in. There's a real focus on digital literacy and also being able to navigate the online world, because we know we can't escape that. That's going to be really relevant for all young people coming through school at the moment.
It's a skill we really need.
Absolutely. Then we also have VCEVM numeracy, where you learn all the important numeracy and math skills you'll need for your life, both your personal life and your work life. And all of that maths is specifically taught through a lens or a context. So you can learn it through personal, financial, health, vocational, recreational, or civic numeracy. And what that means is
Useful stuff.
Oh, super useful. So every bit of maths that you learn is directly connected to one of those contexts. For example, you might focus on the maths you need to know to create a savings plan for a new car in financial numeracy, or you might focus on the maths you need to know to manage a small business in your vocational numeracy section. So it's all really linked to your work life. Speaking of work life, the third subject is work-related skills. So this is really a study about career goals, the skills and knowledge you'll need to navigate the workplace, understanding your rights and responsibilities of work, what the future of work looks like, the skills and capabilities you'll need in your future career, all about helping you to prepare for that next step when it comes for you. And finally, personal development skills, which is really focused on health and well-being and engaging with the community. So you can set and achieve personal goals in this study. You can really build some great community links, develop your leadership and management skills, and practice project planning and project management. So really useful skills for whatever you're going to do after school.
That studies have always been a part of the VCE curriculum. What makes the VCE VM different?
So it's a really interesting question, because VET have always been there and they're still here. In the past, we had the VCAL program, which was the Victorian Certificate of Applied Learning.
Yeah,
and it was in place since about 2002, so it had a really long life. And VET was included in that program as well. And the program was designed to allow students to focus on their post-school interests and prepare to succeed in their next step. So the VCE vocational major is very similar. It's the replacement for VCAL. It was created after a really detailed review and design process. So when the VCAL was reviewed, it was found that there were some really, really excellent things about it that were really important to keep. But because it was separate from the VCE, it meant it didn't have as much recognition in the community. It didn't have a strong reputation. People didn't really understand it well enough.
Okay.
And it wasn't treated equally. So that's why the vocational major was created, to make sure that there's always an option for students who want a more flexible and vocationally focused applied learning program. But we wanted to make sure it was recognised as part of and equal to the VCE, so that everybody understood that the program is just as valid and valuable as the VCE. So VET was part of VCAL, it is part of VCE, and it is now part of the VCE vocational major. And it's also important to note that VET can be undertaken by any senior secondary student, no matter what your program is. So it's a really great nationally recognised set of programs, and there's really a VET for everything you could be interested in, from hairdressing to plumbing to screen media to interior design, animal studies. VET can give some great variety to any program.
You can start your career now.
Absolutely. Get ready for that next step.
It sounds just great. I am speaking with the fabulous Anna Fee from the Department of Education. We are discussing the VCE vocational major, and we are taking a deep dive into the new vocational major offering for VCE students. What benefits can students gain from the VCE VM compared to other VCE curriculum?
Yeah, I would say that there are a couple of different kinds of benefits you can get from undertaking the VCE vocational major. And they're sort of linked to what I said early on about there being a vocational element to the VCEVM and an applied element. So
If you're a young person that has a really clear idea of what you want to do after school, and maybe you know you don't need an ATAR for it, the vocational part of the VCEVM can give you a really great head start into your future studies and the skills you need to kick off that career. So by doing VET or by doing the work-related skills study, you can practice those skills you need. You'll understand what kind of industry you're going into. You can even get some credits towards your apprenticeship if you're doing that, or be familiar with the kinds of things you're going to do in TAFE if that's your next step. But the other kind of benefit is more about what's going to happen in the classroom for you while you're at school. So if you prefer to learn through action and through experience, the applied learning aspect of the VCEVM studies and a VET really allows you to complete your VCE in a different style. Applied learning means that everything you're going to learn in the classroom, you're going to learn it through a real world lens. You're going to understand how you can link it to your real life, whether that's your real personal life, whether it's your professional life, whether it's your next step in career, whether it's your part-time job you have or your own hobbies. Your teachers will be able to make those connections for you and link everything you learn to your real life goals.
Making those links is so important in finding your pathway. I know for me at the time, and for many VCE vocational major students, it can feel like an almost impossible task to work out your pathway. How can students figure out which pathway is right for them?
Yeah, it's a really challenging time, I think. And we know that young people in school today will have multiple careers and explore multiple pathways throughout their lives. But what I'd say is, if you're a young person in school at the moment and you're looking at whether the VCE or the VCEVM is the right pathway for you, I think you really need to think about how you prefer to learn and what your next steps after school are. So if you know you want to go straight to TAFE or straight into an apprenticeship or even into a university course that doesn't need an ATAR, and there are quite a few of those. If that's you, the VCEVM could absolutely help prepare you for that. You'll be able to structure your program using VET, you can use school-based apprenticeships, you can use workplace learning and work experience, and you can really make it relevant for your next stage of study or for your next step into work if that's what you're going to do. And if you do know that you want to go straight into work, the VCEVM can also give you a whole range of workplace skills and capabilities to prepare you for that jump in. There are some really amazing strengths from the VCE as well. There's a huge range of studies. You can still do VET and workplace learning as part of the VCE. But really, I guess the question to ask is, what's your learning style and where are you going to go straight after school?
I am joined by Anna Fee. My name is Mieta Highland-Johns, and we are discussing the VCE vocational major. What benefits could students as a part of the LGBTQIA+ community gain from the VCEVM?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I think the thing to remember is that the VCE vocational major is designed to be really flexible and customizable. So it's a really great option for a wide range of young people, including young people who are part of the LGBTQIA+ community. Mm. In the past, the VCAL, which was the program that the VCEVM has replaced, the reputation could be quite trades focused and male focused. This wasn't really true about the program, but it was true that there were more male students than female students undertaking the VCAL. It's not the case with the VCEVM, and we're experiencing a lot of interest in the program from a whole diverse range of students.
That's great.
Yeah, it is really great. With the VCEVM, the number of male and female students has really evened out, and I think a lot of the work we've done to communicate what the program is and how flexible it is has helped to change that more trades-focused, male-focused reputation, and it makes the certificate more inclusive and it makes it more appealing to students of all genders, which is awesome. It's also worth remembering that the VM offers an alternative to academic structures that can sometimes feel a bit alienating for young people, and it really allows you to choose pathways, projects and work placements that align with your passion and what you're interested in. Like I said earlier, the studies in the VM are designed to be really flexible, so your teacher can design a program of learning for you that focuses on what you're interested in, what kind of learning you need in the classroom. And like we've been saying, there's so many VET studies. You can do a VET for any passion that you have. So the VCEVM can really be varied and inclusive to fit any student and allow any student, including those students in the LGBTQIA+ community, to get what they need out of school.
I suppose to ensure that your final few years of school are working for you.
Absolutely.
And not the other way around. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming in, Anna Fee, and thank you for listening to this podcast. This is the first in a four-part series discussing the VCE vocational major in collaboration with the Department of Education and Joy Media. If you want to learn more, you can head to www.vic.gov.au/VCE. You can also find all upcoming episodes once they're live at joy.org.au/VCE vocational major. In our next episode, we will be joined by a current VCE vocational major student, Gabby, who will share their personal experiences and insights. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.